auctions are the fastest, most colorful type of auctions in the world. The auction sales are conducted in large warehouses. There are numerous skylights in the roof that enable the buyers to see the natural coloring of the tobacco, which is very essential. The tobacco is ranged in baskets set in rows, the full length of the building. Each basket is auctioned individually. The warehouseman or the bid starter, the auctioneer, and the ticket marker walk on one side of the row and the buyers on the other side. The starter walks to the right and slightly ahead of the auctioneer. This position gives him a better chance to examine the tobacco and open a suggested bid as near to the value of it as possible. This is merely a means to get the bidding started. Atop each basket of tobacco is a ticket or a tag. This is marked with the number of pounds. It also has a place for price and name of buyer. This work is handled by a ticket marker. He walks behind the auctioneer and must record the price, name of buyer, the grade the buyer calls out for it as it's sold. He has to be a wizard with a pencil and almost as alert as the auctioneer, because a normal sale will average about 400 baskets an hour. That's 400 individual sales. The buyers use a strange mixture of numbers and letters to indicate the various types of tobacco they're buying. The auctioneer does not have to be an expert judge of tobacco. He has a full-time job watching the buyer. He's supposed to rely entirely on the starter's judgment. The auctioneer is employed by the warehouse firm and not by the tobacco companies, as so many people unfamiliar with the tobacco business seem to think. The warehouse acts as a clearinghouse for the farmer and buyer. When the farmer brings his tobacco to the warehouse, the firm is responsible for it during the period that it remains on the floor. The farmer, in turn, pays the firm a commission for handling his tobacco. It's the warehouse's job to get the highest possible prices for the tobacco. The higher price averages he can obtain, the better for his business. Commissions are charged according to the amount of money received for the crop. There is also a flat fee for each basket. The farmer has a right to reject the price of his tobacco if he isn't satisfied. This does not in any way interfere with the progress of the sale. He checks the prices on the tags immediately after it's sold, and he can reject it by rubbing out the price before it is recorded on the books. He's not charged a commission, and he can hold it for the next sale or try another firm. Tobacco auctions open in late July down south in Georgia and Florida, and finishing up on the burley belts in Kentucky and Tennessee in January. Now let's go back to the sale. I believe the tempo has picked up somewhat. The better the tobacco, the faster you sale.
I'm in the minus 6 7 money, he did a bit of a user, but he ain't all I'm in love, but he can. Shoot, 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 sh Adult 2 chorus.
Adult 2 Sunday School class, the class that brought you the Supreme to Christmas, has gone to no expense to bring you another outstanding musical group. For your reverent listening pleasure, we present the Tab.
Tab's all right.
And the Knackle.
Tabernacle.
Under the direction of that world-renowned virtuoso of choral music, Norman.
He does like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the Norman Tabernacle Choir.
Norman Rockwell. Norman.
Seriously, you know, you can kind of hold it down and give it some respect. I got to go to the meeting. And the winner is the adult four ladies. Adult 4-3.
Oh, all right.